We're going to continue our study today on the pastor's study in numerology, which is to take a look at the significance of numbers in the Bible. Last time we began with the number one, amen, and we saw how the number one is associated with unity and primacy. And we're looking at some verses of Scripture that deal with unity. I want us to look at some verses in the Scriptures that deal with the future unity of the nation of Israel. We know right now the nation of Israel is not united, amen. But it someday will. And it will have a king, one king, the Lord Jesus Christ. So here are some verses that talk about the future unity of the nation of Israel. Here we see, in reference to the future of the second advent of Christ, when he'll come and physically and literally reign, amen, in Jerusalem for 1,000 years on this earth. Zechariah chapter 14 with me. Zechariah chapter 14. Look with me, if you would, in verse number 9. Zechariah 14, verse number 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And in that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. So we see that one day the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be king over all the earth, and there'll be one Lord. Amen. Look with me also in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 32. Jeremiah 32, in verses 38 and 39. And they shall be my people. And of course the word of God is talking about Israel. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. So we see then in the future, we're talking in the future, where the nation of Israel will be united under Christ. He'll be their king. He'll be their Lord. He'll be their God. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11 in verse number 19. Ezekiel 11, verse 19, and we read in the Word of God in Ezekiel 11, verse 19, and I will give them, again referring, this is the Lord talking about Israel, the nation of Israel, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. He's going to give them one heart. Amen. The nation of Israel will worship the Lord as one. Amen. Now let's look at also the number one dealing with primacy or first. The Lord is the first in the last, according to Scripture. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 43, for example. In Isaiah chapter 43, in verses 10 and 11, Isaiah 43, verses 10 and 11, we read in the Word of God, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. So we see again, we're looking with the number one, dealing associated with primacy, meaning first, the Lord. There is no other God, amen, but the Lord God, amen. There is no other Savior but the Lord, amen. And then we read in the chapter 44 of Isaiah, in verse number 6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Yes, the Lord, the King of Israel, is the first and the last, amen. Again in Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12, hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel, my called, I am he, I am the first, I also am the last. And of course we see the same thing, Jesus speaking the same words in the book of Revelation. And first of all, in Revelations chapter 1, in Revelations chapter 1 with me, in verse 11, first verse 11, we read in Revelations 1, verse 11, Jesus is speaking, say, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, unto Laodicea. Again, he says the same thing. Jesus Christ is Jehovah God in the Old Testament, amen. Jehovah said, God said, there's no other Savior, amen. See, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus is a Jehovah God in the Old Testament, amen. But your Jehovah's Witnesses don't want to see that. They don't want to take the Scriptures literally. They want to twist it, amen, so it'll support their false doctrine that Jesus Christ was a created God. What a bunch of nonsense. Again, in Revelations chapter 2 with me, in verse number 8, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Talking, Jesus again is saying he is the first and the last, amen. Again, we're looking at the number one, dealing with, associated with primacy of being first. See, there cannot be two firsts. Amen? And then we go on and we see man, amen, man is to seek God first. Man is to seek God first. In the Sermon on the Mount, you know, Jesus said, we're not to worry, amen, about our temporal needs, our material needs. But this is what we're to be seeking. We're to be seeking God first. Look at in Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, look at in verse 33. Jesus says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we're to seek God first. We're to seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. And if we'll do that, if we'll be obedient to God, follow God, put him first, amen, he is to have preeminence, amen, in everything, in every area of our life, then all those temporal needs will be taken care of. We don't have to worry about it. And then we also see the first in great commandment is in Matthew chapter 22, the first in great commandment. Again, number one dealing with primacy, a first in Matthew chapter 22, and verses 36 and 37. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's the first and great commandment. Look at in Mark. We see that's the first and great commandment. Mark chapter 12 with me. In Mark chapter 12, notice in Mark 12 with me, verses 29 and 30. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments." See, we see this same commandment, to love thy Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, mind, amen, and strength, is the first and great commandment. Here we see, back there in Matthew, he said it was the great commandment. Here it is, the first of all the commandments. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Amen. Now let's look at some, as we continuing our study here, in the number one, we're doing a study on numerology, which is looking at the significance of numbers in the Bible. Let's look at some interesting firsts in the Bible. Now, we know the first book in the Bible, at least you should know, is Genesis. And the Genesis means beginnings. Beginnings. Amen. We have the first verse of Scripture. Amen. First verse of Scripture is found in Genesis 1:1. Amen. Is it not? "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Well, that blows the lid off of evolution, amen. It's God created, amen. God created the heaven and the earth, amen. Praise the Lord for that. You see, the seed plot of the Word of God, in other words, most major doctrines of the Bible have their roots in Genesis. For example, in Genesis we see the first day mentioned. The first day is mentioned there. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse number 5, we read, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." We also see the first man in Genesis chapter 2, in verse number 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul," amen. Then we see the first woman in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. "In the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man." And then there, right in the Garden of Eden, we have the first marriage recorded. God joined Adam and Eve. We see that, the first marriage, in Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 23. "And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." And then also we see the first sin. Amen. The first sin in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." And then, of course, we see the first promise of a Savior in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. God, as he places a curse on the serpent, on Satan, he says, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." That's a reference. Her seed is a reference. We know that Christ, the Son of God, was born of a woman. Amen. His father was the Holy Spirit. Amen. But he was born of a woman, and her seed, "and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And then we see also the first sacrifice in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. It says, unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And of course, an animal had to be sacrificed, had to be slaughtered, so coats of skin could be made for Adam and Eve. And then we see also the first birth recorded in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. We also see recorded the first murder in Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. We see the first murder. Then we see the first city mentioned in Genesis chapter 4, in verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And then we also see the first bigamy, amen, bigamy, the taking of more than one wife, amen, recorded here in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 19. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. We also see the first musician mentioned here in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 21. And his brother was, his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ. Also, we see the first manufactured tools here in Genesis chapter 4, verse 22. In Zillah, she also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah. Also, we see the first manslaughter recorded here in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 23. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. We also see the mention of worship here. Worship in Genesis chapter 4. In verse number 26, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. And then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And then we also see in the book of Genesis the first drunkard, amen, who was Noah. Noah, we see Noah. Genesis chapter 9. Look with me here in Genesis 9 with me, if you would, in verses 20 to 21. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And then we see also the first rebellion mentioned here in Genesis chapter 11. When man got together, amen, remember they were in the beginning of one language, amen, they began to build a tower up to heaven. Genesis chapter 11, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. They dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the whole face of the earth. Amen. The rebellion against God. Amen. The lifting up of man, wanting to go and to reach up to heaven. Amen. We also see the first pilgrim. Amen. The first pilgrim, who was Abraham, in Genesis chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. And Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Amen. And Abram took Sarai his wife, Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered in the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. So we see the first pilgrim in Abraham. Then we see the first war mentioned, the first mention of war in Genesis chapter 14 in verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elazar, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zeboam, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. So here we have the first mentioned of war in Genesis chapter 14. And then, of course, we have the first case of incest mentioned in Genesis chapter 19. We see that Lot ends up in a cave drunk with his two unmarried daughters. And we see in Genesis chapter 19, verse 33, we read, "And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and laid with her father, and he perceived not when she laid down, nor when she arose." Amen. And of course, they both daughters, unmarried daughters, lay with their father, their drunken father in that cave, and they both had a child by him. And of course, the children that they had, one child was the father of the Moabites, and the other child was the children of Ammon would come from that child. Amen. And then we also see in Genesis chapter 24, recorded the first mention of love. The first mention of love in verse 67, Genesis 24, verse 67. "And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarai's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death." So we see the first mention of love here. Now, also we see the first question in the Old Testament. We see that God is seeking man. God is seeking man. The first question in the Old Testament, we find God seeking man. We read in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, "The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Where art thou?" And then in the New Testament, we see man is seeking God. Man is seeking God. Looking in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, we have the first question in the New Testament where man is seeking God this time. Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 with me. And in Matthew chapter 2, look at verse number 2 of Matthew 2. Here we have in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, in saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" This is the wise men that have come. They said, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." They traveled east to west. They saw the star in the east. They traveled west, and they're seeking God. Where is he? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Amen. And then some other firsts in the scriptures. We see the first recorded words of Christ. The first recorded words of Christ found there in the Gospel of Luke with me. Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 2 with me. Luke chapter 2 in verse number 49. Luke 2, 49. "And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye know not that I must be about my Father's business?" And of course, this took place when, at the time of the feast, that Mary and Joseph, with the young child Jesus, went to the feast in the Jerusalem, and Mary and Joseph left to go back home, and they traveled, assuming that Jesus was with the rest of the crowd that was with them traveling, and they couldn't find him, so they traced his stuff back. And they found him there in the temple dealing with the doctors there and the educated. And this is what he says to them. His first words recorded here is, "How it is that you sought me, wist," meaning no, the old English for no, "ye not that I must be about my Father's business." Now let's compare these, amen, to see that's to compare his last recorded words on the cross and his last recorded words on earth. Let's compare the two. He said you must know that I must be about my Father's business, and that's why he came to do the will of the Father. Amen. Looking in John chapter 19, we see him fulfilling the will of the Father here at the crucifixion in John chapter 19. Amen. John chapter 19 in verse number 30. His last recorded words on the cross. Jesus' last recorded words on the cross. "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost." He had finished what he had came here to do for the Father. He had completed, he fulfilled the Father's will for him to come to this earth, to die for the sins of the world, for the individual sins of human beings, amen, to make a way that people could be saved by believing on him and repenting of their sins and receiving him by faith into their heart. Now look at Christ's last recorded words here on this earth just before he ascended. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." He has passed the baton to you and I to witness for him, amen. Christ, amen, finished his Father's business. Now we are to continue it. We're to tell people, we're to witness, to tell people how to be saved and to bring them to Jesus Christ, amen. Now, again, we're looking at firsts, amen. The first act of Christ's public ministry with his baptism, amen. And we see his baptism, the account of his baptism is recorded in all the Gospels. Look with me, for example, amen. Christ's public ministry begins, his first act of his public ministry is Christ's baptism by John the Baptist. Looking in Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. In Matthew chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, Matthew 3, beginning in verse 13, we read, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?' And Jesus answering said unto him, 'Suffer it to be so. Let it happen. Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he suffered him." He allowed him to come. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" So here we have the first act of Christ's public ministry, amen. John's baptism was to manifest the Messiah. His baptism of repentance was to manifest the Messiah to the nation of Israel. Let's compare this with the last command of the Lord Jesus Christ to his church found in Matthew 28. We see that he was baptized, and now look at his last command. In Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." We're to do the same. We're to go and preach the gospel. Those that get saved, we're to baptize them, amen, as an outward sign to what's taken place in your heart already. When you go down in the water, it's a death, a burial to your old nature. When you come up, it's a resurrection. Your picture of your future resurrection and your resurrection to a new life in Christ. So that concludes our study on number one. We'll continue next time and look at the number two. But remember this, again, the number one is associated with unity Amen. With unity and also with primacy or being first. Amen.